Last month, Spokane Arts announced the most recent round of winners of the Spokane Arts Grant Award. SAGA Awards, as they're called, give individuals or organizations up to $10,000 to fund a project or cover operations costs. One of this round's recipients is the Spokane Youth Ballet, led by artistic director Naomi Hanvey.
The first thing I thought of was, well, let's do some school shows. And the ballet that came to my mind immediately was Peter and the Wolf. It's great for teaching kids about music because the instruments are introduced to the audience as each instrument represents a character. And it's just a really fun story. It's just a happy adventure. It's very funny. And I thought this is something that would really resonate with a young audience. We should do this.
During a classroom performance, students learn about the distinctive musical themes in Peter and the Wolf and their corresponding choreography in the ballet.
We started off by talking about movement and different types of movement we use in dance, and to encourage kids to come up with their own movement for how would you represent a duck? How would you show that you are a strong, brave boy who is not afraid of wolves?
In addition to their educational performances in schools, the SAGA funding will allow the Spokane Youth Ballet to stage a professional-level performance of Peter and the Wolf at the Bing Crosby Theater on Saturday, January 11th. Tickets are now on sale through Tickets West, and SYB is open to any teachers or schools who are interested in a classroom visit. For more information, email spokaneyouthballet@gmail.com. For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Chris Messini.